Also, at the end of the service, we're going to leave singing Silent Night. And this is good because last year was raining and it was difficult to do this. But this year we should be fine. So when we get to Silent Night, you will notice that we're all going to rise, and then I will play the first verse on the guitar, and then Sally will pick up on the organ. When we get to the third verse, you all are all welcome to actually take the song with you, and we'll end up singing outside, okay? You with me? All right, so we're going to sing as we leave the church. All right, and you only need to stand. Well, we're asking if you want to stand for the songs. For the first one, O Come All Ye Faithful. And then, like I said, for Silent Night, for the last one, you can stand. But don't worry about standing up for every song because there are a bunch of them in there. Okay? We all right? We good? Excellent. Well, friends, we've gathered here today to celebrate in the beauty of this Christmas Eve and the beauty of our God's love with us here. We are the children of Emmanuel, brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us rejoice and share in this time of worship together. We begin our story. This is the story, friends, of God's light coming into the world, illuminating human history with a love that fills the universe with brilliance. Tonight, we remember that story. We look for our place in this story, and we prepare ourselves for the rest of this story. Let us join together and sing our first hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful, the first three verses, hymn number 133. Thank you. be seated. I'd like to invite my family to come light the Advent wreath.
In the glow of the coming of Christ and the anticipation of his Advent, let us answer these dark days with the light of God's love and the flame of our Advent wreath. The Spirit and the Church cry out,
Come, Lord Jesus.
All those who wait the appearance of Christ pray,
Come, Lord Jesus.
The whole creation pleads,
Come, Lord Jesus.
This season of Advent has been a time of homecoming and homegoing. We have explored what home means for the children of God, and especially for us. Now we are here to remember how God made a home among us and gives us a home forever. In gratitude and expectation, we light these candles to brighten our home for the love of God and for all of God's family. The first candle glows to remind us that we are never far from our family and faith. Our home is secure.
The second candle glows in the memory that while our spiritual home is secure, far too many of God's children are without a physical home.
The third candle burns with a desire for greater faith as we open our homes in hospitality and love.
The fourth candle is a light to the church to remember who gives us this home and to honor this gift of Christ.
The Christ candle illuminates yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It is the grace of our Lord who saves us and redeems us in the freedom of his love. Nothing in all creation will separate us from this love. And this love binds us all together now and forever. Truly, thanks be to God.
With the glow of these candles before us, let us pray the Advent prayer printed in the bulletin.
Who are we, Almighty and wonderful God, that you should come for us, yet you have visited your people and redeemed us in your Son? As we prepare to celebrate his birth, let our hearts leap for joy at the sound of your word, and move us by your Spirit to bless your wonderful works. We ask this through him whose return is certain, whose day draws near, your Son, our King in Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Thank you. Friends, the story of creation begins in darkness. It has always been God's plan to bring the light of his creative and redemptive love into a dark and cold world. This is reflected in the very creation of the world. Genesis 1, 2 through 4 tells us, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God said, and God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. Our lights are small glimmers of God's glory. But our lights can point us toward God's truth, the light that comes into the world. The light of God was with us, illuminating, creating, and sharing God's glory. But human beings have always been quick to retreat to the shadows, avoiding exposure to such unfiltered brilliance. We flee the light for the comfort of darker places. Our steps draw us away from God. Our eyes struggle and weaken. John's gospel states, "The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him." Let us sing verses 5 through 8 now of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Wasn't counting inclusively, so I made up a verse for the song. Even though, friends, our ancestors wandered further and further from God's radiance, seeking and serving their own dim wills and diminished hearts, God did not give up on them. In his faithfulness, God sought out Abraham and called him to a new way of living, as a people holy to God, a light to the nations. Even when this people became enslaved in Egypt, God promised salvation. Exodus 3 tells us, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings. And I've come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now, behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I've also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.'" Our next song, friends, 115, Away in a Manger. Still, friends, our rebellion and defiance of God's light darkened our path and drew our gaze from the beauty of God's design. The prophets called the people of God back into the light. Isaiah 60 says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you, and nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." Let's sing verses 1 and then 3 through 5 of "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear," hymn number 123. The people would not hear. Even with such a promise, the world grew darker, colder, harsher, and more in need of God's salvation. Generation after generation waited for help, for the Messiah to come. God's people found themselves lost in the world and prayed to God for light in the darkness. Let's sing the first two verses of "In the Bleak Midwinter," number 144. Then out of the promise of the prophets and a divine love for all people, a young man and woman arrived in Bethlehem, a small town in the least of the tribes. The young woman was with child, and there was no suitable place for God's living light to be born. The Gospel of Matthew heralds this light in verse 4:16. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light, and those dwelling in the region in the shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. What child is this, friends? Hymn number 145, the first two verses. Let us sing. This was a light announced by angels and received by shepherds. Luke 2 says, "And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.'" Let's sing. Hark the herald angels sing, friends, for hymn number 119.
Thank you.
the light that sparked the very creation itself. John's gospel tells us in chapter 1 that in him was life, and the light, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. We join together now in hymn number 134, Joy to the World, friends. This light of God's love and forgiveness and grace, this light that sparked the stars and filled the heavens with glory. Human hearts became cold and rejected this miraculous and holy light and even sought to extinguish its glow. The entire world seemed to grow very dark with the death of our Messiah, God's own Son. As he was sealed away in the silent, dark tomb, darkness descended on the world. Let us pray. Merciful God, hear our prayer. Come to us in our struggles, in our doubts, in our fears, and in our darkness. Do not let our lives be ruled by shadows and lies. Speak to us through the presence of your Spirit and your Word. Bless us in our union with you and nurture us as we entrust ourselves, our loved ones, and all of this world to your care. Build up our spirits in yours. Fuel our faith to shine in this time of hope and love. Rejoice in us as we rejoice in you. In the grace of this moment, help us to walk in the light of life. Help us to live as your beautiful, bright, and blessed children. Give us steps to walk together through tomorrow and into the rest of this year. We offer this prayer in the name of our King, the Lord Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Following the darkness, a new day broke in the resurrection of God's Son. As we prepare to take our light out into the world with the confidence of our beaming Lord and God, join me in the prayer of dedication in the bulletin, friends. Lord Jesus, you became our eyes so that we might see with your love. You became our hands so that we might work your healing mercy. You became our mouth so that we might proclaim your glory. You became our heart so that we might feel the passion of God. You became our ears so that we might hear the one in need. You became one of us so that we might live in you. As we remember your coming, hold before us the wonder of your birth and the excitement of your return in your love. And in your name we pray. Amen. It is our opportunity now, friends, to go forth boldly into the world, no matter how dark it is, with lights of our own. We bear the light of Christ. We share the light of Christ. We live in the light of Christ. We welcome the light of Christ. Let us take Christ with us into the world. Closing now with our final song, Silent Night. I invite you to rise, join me in singing. All the verses are there for you. And when we get to the third verse, you'll take the light and the song with you.